I want to welcome you to this teaching. This is Martin with the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I'm going to be talking about the immutability of God, the unchangeableness of God. The scripture says that I am the Lord, I change not. That's Malachi 3:6. Psalm 90 verse 2 says that before anything was created, God was eternal and existed in the same state that he is in now. Hebrews 13:8 says that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Talking about Jesus Christ. God does not change. God is absolutely unchangeable. The scripture also tells us that it's impossible for God to lie. That God has to do what he says he's going to do. And God made an oath and a promise to perform his word and not to violate his covenant. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16 through 18 says that I will perform my oath. I swore by myself, and there's nothing higher by which I can swear that I will perform my covenant. So a lot of people will say God is sovereign and he can do whatever he wants. But the truth is God made an oath to bind himself to his covenant, that he would not violate it. He swore that he would perform his word. So God limits his sovereignty according to his word. He chose to do so. He made an oath to do so. He cannot violate his word. It's impossible for him to change. And God cannot lie. So he will perform his word. He will do what he said he's going to do. And he cannot violate his word. Therefore, he limits his sovereignty according to his word. So God only does what the covenant says that he's able to do. That's why we can trust that the word of God is alive and powerful, and it will accomplish what it was set out to do, and it will not return us void. It will be done. And heaven and earth may pass away, but every jot and tittle of this word shall come to pass. So that's why it will come to pass. So God is unchangeable. His nature does not change. And he can and only will perform his word. And you can trust in that. You can trust in him. You can know that when God says he's going to do something for you, that it's going to be done when his word says he's going to do it. So that is what the immutability of God is. That's who he is, and he cannot change. He cannot lie, and you can trust what the Bible says. When it says God's going to raise you up in the last day, he's going to raise you up in the last day if you trust in him. If you hold fast your confession of faith firm until the end, you will be glorified. You trust in Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. The key is to abide in Christ, because the scripture says God does not change, and he's faithful to his word. He cannot deny himself, so don't deny him. Hold on fast your confession of faith. Hold on to it firm until the end, as you did whenever you first believed. When you first confessed Jesus to be your Savior, hold firm that confession firm until the end. Until either you last breath or until he returns for you to be glorified. So this is a little small teaching on the immutability of God, what it means, and the unchangeableness of his nature. And I hope that this gives you some insight and helps you understand God. This is Martin with the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I want to ask you to comment below, like this, subscribe, come over to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org, get discipleship training. I got a bunch of teachings laid out to make you an able minister of the gospel, to equip you to do the work of God's ministry. And also, we want to ask you to contribute. Come to the contribution page. Be a part of what the Lord's doing with this ministry. Till next time, Lord bless you.